Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Return to the Senate. The question is leadership. Jeff, a very good evening to you. Dianne Feinstein, one more time. What are the opportunities for the governor here if Dianne Feinstein is unable to finish out her term till 24? Who are the agreed upon choices for the governor? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. Well, we have three people that have declared have stepped out and said, we want this seat. One is Adam Schiff, the well-known leftist firebrand in Congress. Katie Porter, also Congress. Schiff is from Burbank in the L.A. Hollywood area. Porter's from Orange County in Southern California. And then there's Barbara Lee, who's in the Bay Area. She fulfills one of the requirements that many people feel need to be taken care of. And that's that an African-American woman be named to Dianne Feinstein's seat if she leaves. There seems to be a lot of interest in Newsom's camp to make that happen. He had promised to have a black woman named to that post. But you have a lot of pressure coming from Pelosi and her team, who are pulling for their old ally, Adam Schiff. Not much is being said about Katie Porter, though she is popping up. But Lee and Schiff seem to have the biggest bankrolls and seem to be gathering the biggest support in terms of well-known kingmakers, the fundraisers, the politicians and such. Those are the two big standouts right now. However, there have been a number of rumors about celebrities and others that people would like to see take Dianne Feinstein's place should she leave.
However, there's no indication that Senator Feinstein is stepping down. I noted that Hillary Clinton spoke in favor of Dianne Feinstein finishing her term. So this is all speculation. We go from the question of the senior senator's position based in the Bay Area to the troubles in the Bay Area, which are legion. I was very immediately taken by the item that Mayor Breed, who faces a re-election next year, was challenged by protesters, someone being violent, throwing a brick. What is the mayor presenting now as a plan to help a city that's been called in a doom loop by London reporting?
Mayor London Breed is proposing a more aggressive approach toward the drug problems in her city. Really, there are at least a couple open-air drug markets where there's no police activity taking place unless violence occurs. People openly deal it, buy it, use it there. Nothing seems to be done when it comes to the crisis, the hardship it's putting on healthcare because of the ODs and things like that. And of course, a lot of that is tied to homelessness. So you have a lot of those people, particularly the advocates for the homeless, saying, you don't have a right to get in their face. You don't have a right to stop them from living their lives the way they want to. So you have these kind of reactions. It got to the point where Mayor Breed and her team that were there speaking near the Drug Crisis Problem Center there down near United Nations building, the plaza, they were shouted down and they actually had to move. They just could not continue. And like you said, somebody threw a brick. It missed the mayor. It hit a child or came close to it. And that person was arrested. But, it's getting to the point where even the people that are on the left side of the political aisle in San Francisco can't express their feelings without being called fascists or dictators or anything like that. That's just kind of how far San Francisco's gone. You mentioned the doom loop. We used to call it the death spiral. It's not getting better. As a matter of fact, it's getting worse as the days go by.
The shopping seems to be a critical aspect of central San Francisco, but you see all the media in California, from L.A. to San Francisco Chronicle. Are the editorialists down on San Francisco? Have they turned against it, Jeff, as this is the most liberal of states? They want to help the mayor in some fashion. Are they voicing that she should be supported, or have they abandoned San Francisco as well?
You have a kind of an interesting dichotomy where you have the smart people, the realists who are saying, wait, we've got a bad problem. We need to take steps. We need to clean things up. We just can't let it continue this way, or there'll be nothing left to celebrate or to live in. But then you have their boosters and certainly the demagogues and the party faithful, certainly on the far left, that are saying, oh, it's absolutely okay, it'll come back. We've been through, you know, ups and downs before. But right now we're in a situation where, you know, money's more fungible than ever. It's easy to move it to different cities and different states. And people have just had enough of it. Things have not been getting better. This has been a downward trend for San Francisco for a couple decades now. I remember when we first reported on this, you know, close to 20 years ago on your show, talking about that San Francisco was headed in a bad direction. Well, here we are, folks. And as some people are calling it a doom loop where they can't escape these problems, one leads to another and they just make each other worse. You know, it's hard to see where that light at the end of the tunnel is, because there are enough people that are standing in the way of wanting to make it happen, both for political reasons and for personal gain.
Across the bay, Oakland, if I read this correctly, Oakland's in more trouble than San Francisco is right now. 100 robberies in a single week, according to the police chief. I remember there being disturbances in the street in Oakland, but this sounds like despair. The Oakland A's have left. Is that correct, Jeff? They're the major baseball team they have.
They are, I believe, one relocation vote away from, you know, the other owners of Major League Baseball okaying the move. But a notice went out to the folks who work at the Tropicana Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas saying, we got about 18 months, maybe 2 years before this is torn down. And just today they released new renderings of the proposed ballpark there. It's quite large, quite beautiful. And it's one more example of teams leaving Oakland. If this happens, Oakland will have lost every single one of its professional teams. Its NHL team, it had an ABA basketball team, it lost its NBA team, the Warriors, to San Francisco. It lost the Raiders to Las Vegas, and now it appears they're going to lose the Oakland A's, one of their most storied franchises, certainly of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond to Vegas.
Jeff, the exodus from the Bay Area continues. Is that correct, that this city more... And San Francisco and Oakland are losing more people than Los Angeles?
That's correct. It's hitting them worst first. And we saw a trend happening back several years, actually more than a decade ago, where families were leaving. You were not seeing people who believed in the system, who believed in the direction of the city. Those should have been the canaries in a coal mine. And so what's happening is you're not having kind of a rejuvenation that happens with young people growing up in the cities, leading the cities, you know, investing in the cities. They're fleeing the cities. And so this has been happening in the Bay Area now for quite some time. And we're starting to see it happen in Los Angeles to some extent. People in San Diego are talking about it. Sacramento has been, you know, a beneficiary of what happened during the lockdown. A lot of people decided to move out of the Bay Area and move there. But even people are starting to get tired of the crime and the homelessness there. So you're hearing people say, look, I'm just going to move to Idaho or Nevada.
Diamond Heist. This is wonderful to touch upon it. It's been some weeks since we talked about it. In the middle of a truck stop, $100 million worth of diamonds went missing in like minutes while the guards were not attentive. One was asleep. It's been a lengthy piece in the New York Intelligencer. Jeff, everything about this suggests inside job. What is your intuition?
It's hard to believe that it isn't. It's one of those things where you say, what does Occam's razor look like here? And the simplest explanation, because they seem to know all the times, from the amount of time the guard slept to the route to which bags to steal out of the back of the truck, it just seems to point to somebody who knew everything about what was going on there.
And the striking irony is the small dealers who entrusted their diamonds to the Brinks truck underinsured them. In other words, they wrote down they weren't worth as much as they actually were. So Brinks is paying them off just for what they wrote down on the paper. Some of them are out of business. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batten.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.